Deposit dispute case study. Lock replacement. Keys not returned. We offer an independent and impartial resolution service for landlords, agents, and tenants who are unable to agree on how to distribute the deposit when the tenancy ends. The deposit details. The deposit was £500 and the disputed amount was £90. What had happened? The tenant said that they did forget to return the keys when they left, but can return these at any time to the landlord. The agent responded, saying that the tenant did not respond when they contacted them about returning the keys at the end of the tenancy. While the tenant has offered to now return keys, the landlord had to change the locks when they were not returned. They believe that costs have already been incurred which the tenant should be responsible for. What evidence was provided? They provided the tenancy agreement, both check-in report and check-out report, an invoice, emails, and letters. What was decided and why? The tenancy agreement and communication sent to the tenant shortly before the end of the tenancy clearly set out how and when the keys should be returned. The adjudicator found that the tenant was therefore aware of their responsibility. The independent check-in and check-out reports showed that the keys given to the tenant at the start were not returned at the end, in breach of the tenancy agreement. The agent had shown that they attempted to contact the tenant on the last day of the tenancy and again a few days after, asking for the keys to be returned or the locks would need to be changed. An invoice was provided for £90 to show the costs incurred for replacing the lock and keys. The adjudicator found the landlord entitled to reasonable costs to change the lock for security purposes, as the end date of the tenancy had passed and evidence of loss had been provided. The amount claimed was considered reasonable for the work needed and awarded in full. The final decision concluded for the tenant to be awarded nothing and the landlord the full amount of £90. How can you avoid this happening in the future? It's always important to communicate with your tenants and try to mitigate loss where possible. Providing a receipt or invoice for replacement locks is important to show the loss incurred as a result. Where it can be seen that the costs are reasonable and in proportion to the work, they are likely to be awarded in full.